which it was great. We went to one of those timeshare. You never heard of it, right? But we considered the cost, and we saw that, and okay, we can handle, 3 hours, but 2 hours or whatever it was. But anyway, through it all, they want to sell you the moon, the star, and everything else. It makes you feel they're giving you something when they are really not, right? But that's the world. That's okay. But through all this, they take you to different states. Like, if this one didn't convince you, then they take the manager. And if the manager don't convince you, then they take the big... They bring the guns, right? I mean, they bring it. And so at the end, this tall, tall man just came and started talking to us to give us that extra, incredible thing that you cannot let down, right? And you cannot give it up. And so... And as he was speaking, out of all the men that were speaking, I started feeling in the spirit of the Lord that God wanted to minister to him. And I said, oh, boy. And then I thought, Lord, that way, you feel like in the place, I'm on vacation. Right? Then you feel like, I'm on vacation. That's why we're here. We're here to rest, Lord. And so that would be something, okay, you give me your sales pitch, let me give you mine, right? And see which one. But anyway, at the end we go, no, I don't know how many times we say no, and we say no, and that's okay, I understand. So he stood up and wanted to take us to get our prize, right? ta-da! But as we were going, we went to this place. There was no cameras, nothing. It was like a hall. And then there was this lady in a computer trying to give us the receipt or whatever. And as we were over there, we saying bye to the gentleman. He said, Pastor, will you pray for me? I mean, this tall man in the middle of that. And I say, oh, the Lord really needed to give him a word. I mean, it doesn't get much easier than that, right? It wasn't, no. And so right there, we held hand. He held hand with Pastor George and myself. And I'm sorry, that's right. I need to stay focused. Anyway, and so after Pastor George pray and bless him and all that, the word of the Lord came. Amen? And so I delivered this. And the Lord say, I didn't know any background of this man or anything, right? But I didn't need to. And the Lord ministered, this tall man, tears in his eyes. He looked at me, he said, you don't know how right on that word was. I needed it. So, the Bible tells us that the step of a righteous man is ordained by what? By God. So all this vacation and all this 2 hours, maybe three, time sharing, it was because the Lord wanted to minister to him. Isn't that great? To be in season and out of season, right? That was so awesome. And let me tell you, the vacation was great. We ate, we slept, it was wonderful. But how many of you know what was one of my highest points? It's ministering to that man, right? To that brother. He happens to be at the end. Then we found out he's a believer. He said, I'm coming to your church. I'm going to come to your church. But he's connected and gave Pastor George, sent Pastor George his pastor preaching and all that. So we connected. I mean, but he needed, no telling, that morning he woke up and said, Lord, I'm at the end of my rope. I need to hear you, right? And so there you are. Amen? And so that is not just for me. Amen? Each one of us. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. Seize the moment, right? Allow the Spirit of God to minister to those around you, right? You don't have to come that strong, that says the Lord. Amen? But you can share, right? Can I pray for you? Can I, and people are hungry for the Lord. Amen? So all that is commercial. That's not my ministry. Glory to God. All right. So, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father, for the privilege that you allowed me to have to minister to your people. I thank you, Father, for my husband. I thank you, Father, that he's called to be the shepherd of this house. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for everything you have done this morning. and what you're going to continue to do in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we pray. Amen. All right, so why do we come to church? Why are we a believer and where we are? That's some of the question. The end time. Are we in the end time? If the Lord's coming and all that. Well, I think we are. We are in the end times. We're seeing things happening all around us. But our heart is, how do we finish the race? Where are we in our faith? Amen? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And so through the years that we have served the Lord, we have seen the people of God doing great things, going different levels, just doing in love with the Lord. We meet with them from time to time, and it's so good, refreshing to see them so on fire and still loving God and still serving God. However, sad to say, there are some that fell in the wayside, and today they are not serving God. They're not believing. The fire has been gone. Amen. And so there's some warnings in the Bible. And so I want to warn you this morning what the Spirit, the Lord is putting in my heart, for you not to lose hope and for you to go back, kind of audit yourself, right? Test yourself and see where you are in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. 2 Corinthians 13:5 say, examine yourselves as whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. This is what the word is telling us, right? This is a Jesus moment. You and your faith in the Lord, in the gospel. And this is what we're here today, right? 1 Timothy 4:1. Now the Spirit expressly say that in the latter day times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirit and doctrines of demons. Now that's a sober scripture, isn't it? Take heed. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of what? Of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Lately in this house, I know different people have been ministering and teaching us, right? And so my son, our son David, was talking about the seed, right? The sower's seed and the different grounds, right? And then he was saying, examine yourself, how's the ground of your heart? Right? Then Michelle ministered about the narrow way. There's the broad way, but there is a narrow way, right? That we need to walk. It's not that simple. It's not that easy. Amen? But which one are we choosing? Amen? So let's go from the beginning. Let's go to Genesis. That's the beginning of sorrow. No. Eve. Wait until I see her. No. Chapter 3. And this is where it all started, right? Chapter 3, verse 4. You're very familiar with it. Because we know. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. Talking about what the Lord told, she's having this conversation with the devil. You know, we don't need to have conversation with the devil. I even seen people in deliverance and all that they start asking the devil, what's your name? Have you seen those? You never been in those services? I've been in some of those services. When they're casting out demons and all that, and there's people, they're kind of oppressed and depressed by the devil. And they start having this conversation with the person, the demon, and the person, listen, I know Jesus asked some question, that was Jesus, but listen, the enemy's a liar. What makes you think he's going to tell you the truth? Number one. And number two, I don't care what the background is. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord can show me where that spirit is coming. I'm just don't recommending you to engage in talking to the devil. Amen. But here she is. She's talking and she's telling, you know, we can eat out of all the trees except one, but we cannot even touch it. Again, know your word. Know what the Lord is saying. Keep it in contact. All right? That's how the enemy comes and steals from us, because we don't know the word. And then somebody throws something like that and we go, right? It's sad. Somebody comes and throws a curveball like, oh, if God is so good, how come everybody, there's so much suffering in the world. They like to throw that a lot, right? What is, you know, well, if God is so good, you know, why, you know, all these things. So know the word, know what you're believing, know your faith, right? And so then he goes, for God, five again, you will not surely die. There's the doubt. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Now remember pride, right? That's what got Satan in the first place to rebel. So when the woman saw, gonna bring you what it is, temptation. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, all right? Now, how many of us know that Jesus paid it all? He lived like a man. He went through temptation and everything just to teach us. How many of you know that Jesus is our example? We can depend on him, right? So Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And the Bible says that when, at the end, he goes to the desert and he's tempted by Satan. So let's go there, starting that, right? Now, the first thing that happened to, Eve is that she saw, right? She saw that the fruit looked good, right? So chapter 4, Matthew chapter 4. We're going to start with 3. Say, now when the tempter came to him, he say, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. All right, so food, right? Same temptation, kind of. The fruit look good. Let's eat it. Don't you see how good it look? Eve went ahead. Here Jesus is tempted with the same thing, right? Command the stone to become bread. We need to be careful what comes in our mouth. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The body needs to be strong, not only emotionally, spiritually, but physically as well. And sometimes we need to submit this body. How many of you have gone into a fast? I'm guilty. I really don't like to fast. I don't. I just fast like, I really, really, you know. Don't you see us calling into a fast? Not that often, right? But we need to, amen? Need to fast. Yes, Lord, I hear you. All right. And so I always remember some years ago, we call into a fast and, you know, food, a lot of people are willing to put that food down. But we happen to ask into a fasting of at the time phone and media. People were casting us out, you know. Let me tell you, put that phone down. Fast media. How would that go? We'll fall apart. We probably don't think we can make it. How many times or how many hours we spend on that phone going through? Lord help us. Anyway, Jesus come back is the first temptation, right? But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So I'm sure you eat more than Sundays. I'm sure that that your last meal was not last Sunday. Right? We eat every day. 3 times a day. Sometime more. Right? We eat. Right? So, God is reminding us that's one of the temptations that will come. The temptation come for us not spending time with the Lord and His Word. Do you know the Word? What if they take the Bible away from us? What if, right? Do you have enough in you that will sustain you to know what the Word of God says? So the enemy doesn't come and say, did God say that you will surely die? Did He really say that? All the controversial thing that is going in our country today, and the majority is still silent, and the body of Christ cannot defend the basic of human beings, basic moral, the basic principle. Do we know it? So again, one of the temptations that the enemy still come against us and our faith is that, do you know the Word? You know, we come here on Wednesday, Pastor George is still, you know, you would think it's only the book of Ephesians. We're still in Ephesians. We are ending, we're finishing, it's coming. But it's a time where you can ask. Where else do you have a place where you can ask questions? And study. And He's very good at finishing in an hour. Can you give an hour? Oh, I can study at home. Of course you can. Of course you can study at home. But do we? Right? All right. So you need to put the Word in you. All right. So that's when he when Eve saw. The next thing was, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes. Now the next temptation that Jesus is encountering is that the enemy take him to the temple and show him, right? Then the devil took him up into the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and say to him, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge over you, and in their hands there shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. Oh! So the enemy knows the Word. Right? So you can see here how the next temptation is, it's written, throw yourself down. Listen, a warning to the body of Christ. Let's stay humble with the promises that God has given us. Let's stay humble with the authority that He has given us. Through the years, I hear things of believers, things like this. Oh, just put a demand on the Word. Have you heard that? It brings chills to my spine. You see, I don't demand from God anything. You hear what I'm saying? I don't deserve anything. And everything He has given me is a blessing. And I need to stay humble. But what has happened is, we see the promises of God, and then we take this authority to God. No, 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 no. The authority, we need to take it against the enemy. We can remind the enemy what God has done. In Jesus' name, we can stop it. But never to demand, Lord, I done this, I done that. You need to. You have to. Through the years, I have seen people that are on fire for God, doing all kinds of things. And when things did not turn out the way they felt God needed to answer, they got so mad with God and they left the church. And they left the faith. Let's not get there. Let's not go there. Let's stay humble. Amen? I thank God for healing. I have seen healing. I have seen miracles. A lot. But I don't demand that from God. Do you see the difference? I don't test the Lord. Amen? Same thing with prosperity. God wants me to prosper and be in good health as my soul prosper. Just because I give doesn't mean that God has to give me that car that I want or that house that I want or that land. And you see people just arguing with God. And when God does not come through the way they think, they resent God. I see people, and we're talking about Christians, very angry with God and disappointed with the Lord. Why is God not doing this and that and that? Be careful. Whoa, because that's the second temptation. Doesn't God say that you can throw yourself down and see how the angels pick you up? I mean, it's written. It's written. Are you standing on it? Right? What did Jesus say when that? How did he answer? Jesus said to him, it is written again, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Now I can come before the Lord, and when I confess the word of God, I do it for me to hear. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. I need to hear that by his stripes I am healed. I need to hear that he work all things for my good. I need to hear it, right? Faith comes by hearing. I use the word of God against the enemy just like Jesus did. Do you see it? It is written. So you need to know the word of God so you can stand and remind the devil, you're off. No. For my children and my grandchildren and all the blessings of the Lord belong to us. Amen? So let's know our word and let's know how do we use the word. It's against the enemy. It's not against each other. Amen? And it's not, you know, the great judge. Have you been in the court? Do you go to the judge and demand the judge? He'll look at you like, what? Get out of my court to try to impress the judge with the law that he has to do this or he has to do that. So what makes us think? Because of wrong teaching in the faith movement. Right? When we feel like we are wrestling with God all the time. Or begging God, right? No, I thank the Lord, and he'll work it out. And I thank you for his promises, and I thank the Lord for his goodness. And he have given me all things, right, through Christ. But that reverence, amen, needs to stay there. Glory to God. You don't tempt the Lord your God. And so then the women saw that, and then the next thing, it says, and the tree desirable to make one wise. Are we in that? She took of the fruit and ate it. So she saw these things, right? The tree was good for food. It was pleasant to the eyes. And the tree desirable to make one wise. Let's see the third temptation of Jesus. And again, the devil took him up an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will just fall down and worship me. Oh, wow. Have you seen the media? Have you seen what's going out there? Wow. the world has a lot to offer, isn't it? We want it all. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. I take it, take it, take it. Right? We want it, what the world has. We want to live like the world and then with French benefit in the church. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. Remember we were talking about conversion? On Wednesday night, we were talking about the difference between a confession and a conversion. Are you converted? Did you give your life to the Lord? Did you change kingdoms? Or you just came and made a confession hoping that you would skip hell and go to heaven? Or coming, you know, you hear those altar calls or the come to Jesus moment. Oh, he will give you this and this and love. And I mean, it's just like, you know, promising you only the good, and which is good. Amen? But Jesus said, in this life, you will have what? Tribulation. All the disciples of Jesus Christ die as martyr except John. And he was boiled in oil. To this day, the reason that one of the reasons that they cannot refute the testimony of Jesus being alive, if they recognize that no one died the way they did, if it really wasn't true. That's a testimony. So that's why they died the way they did, right? Now, is God calling us to die like that? No, hopefully not. But what if? Even if, have you heard that song from Mercy Me? Even if, right? I know you're able, I know you can, but even if, are we there? Is the body of Christ there? I mean, we get so upset with the church or with God when something don't quite go the way we plan it. What about if the Lord asks us to lay our life for him? Will we do it? What about if he doesn't bless us anymore, but just give us eternal life? Don't we fall apart so bad? Lord, help us to be grateful. How's your faith? Would you hold on? I have seen people going through some horrible things in life. I mean, horrible. You know, you pray and you go, wow. And I have seen that their faith is unshakable. They don't blame God. They're not angry at God. They thank God for giving them strength to go for what they're going through. Those people are just awesome. On the other hand, I have seen a whole lot less happening. I guess because we're in America, right? Where everything is so good. With little thing, and they're so angry, and they give up on God, and they throw the towel. Living with anger. Oh, God, help us. Amen? We need to be strong. Where's your faith? Jesus paid it all. Those are the three biggest temptations that we still have today. Right? Food. What I'm going to eat. What I'm going to wear. The next one. Hey, is God going to work for me or not? The next temptation. Oh, fame. Money. Influence. That's the world. That's what we're in. Can we stand it? We can because Jesus already did it. Now we have to do it. Amen? Now we were coming from Orlando. And we decided to leave at noon to be here on time. There was another session. But anyway, we are coming all of a sudden. Mercy, that's how I call our car. Mercy decided not to show us any mercy. And so she started getting hot, 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 hot. And so it went extremely hot. And you know that's not good for the engine or anything like that. And so Pastor George stopped. We call AAA. come to our rescue, right? We're just leaving Orlando. And after all, we got AAA, no problem, right? And so they call, yeah, sure, we can come. We can take you back to LaBelle. It's just going to cost you $850 to take you there. And so Pastor George said, no, thank you. Thank you, but not thank you. George said, we can make it. It's okay. I'll be watching the temperature. And so we were coming all the way at 40 miles an hour. Yeah, it almost about to kill your pastor. Huh? On I-4, where all the cars are going vroom, vroom, vroom beside him. And here we are with the windows down because we couldn't even run the air. Let me tell you, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like a sauna in that car. And so we're watching it going slow, and he's dying because all these cars are just going by him like, film, film, you know. And he's like, tuk, 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 tuk. And so all of a sudden I realized, oh, why we're so blessed. And I keep on saying, you know, I know he was kind of upset. And I said, it could be worse. I said, it could be raining, and then we have to put all the windows up. It could be worse. We can be walking. Nothing was even cracking a smile on him. I mean, cars are going by him. But you see, it slowed down to realize how blessed we are. Got in the car and, you know, you got air conditioning. You don't even think about it, isn't it? At home, you got a bed. You got a roof over your head. You got water. You got food. We're so blessed. Are we that strong in the faith? Is that making our faith stronger? Or is it making us weaker? The temptations, right? So we made it about 6:30. It took us 6 hours to get home. But you know why? We were praising God. He was praising the Lord. And we stopped once. And we ate. And we ate really slow. We were not in a hurry. And, you know, the waitress was, oh, I'm sorry. No, take your time. Take your time. This air condition is wonderful. One piece at a time. Thank you, Jesus. But this is the thing. His truck is not working good either. And so he can drive it, but no more than 40 or 45 miles either. You think the Lord is trying to tell us something? You know, something like, slow down. Smell the roses. Right? If you see something happen in your life over and over, God is starting to speak to you. So here we are. We're listening, right? Amen. Glory to God. So Jesus goes and answer, right? The temptation, the last one, right? He said to him, all these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said to him, away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Let's go to 1 John 2:15 to end. First John 2:15. And so what am I trying to say to you? You put together the fall of Eve and Adam and Eve and the fall of man. And then you go and see what Jesus did. He was tempted by the same thing that we are tempted today. And he won. He was hand in hand. He took the curse of the law, right? He redeemed us from it. We have power, but we need to know, right? Where's our faith? Am I strong enough to stand? Do I stand or do I fall? You can talk to someone, or maybe sometime you go and listen to different, you know, we were in a CI conference, and it was good. But, you know, you hear someone ministering, and by 15 minutes into it, you know how strong that person is in the Lord. Amen? Amount of the word that comes in and all that. So we're being warned. When you go home, I pray that you check these three temptations. Are you there? Which one the enemy is really consuming you? You need to repent and put it under the blood. And you need to offer it to the Lord. I'm telling you why. Because the times are getting tough. And not everyone that say, Lord, Lord, is going to make it into the kingdom of heaven. There is a price to pay. You see, sometimes we water down the gospel of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice he did. We make it too easy for people. And it's not that easy. It's a conversion of the heart. You need to understand that you're giving your life to the gospel and to Jesus. That means everything you do, everything you do, it's under the hand of the Lord Jesus. Everything you have. Everything you have. Everything you make. Everything you are. You give it to your Lord, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Why you think sometimes Christians get a bad reputation? Because the so-called Christians are really not living or walking. Or sacrificing themselves for it. We have gone through all kinds of things, but God is faithful. And from the moment we accept him as Lord and Savior, we gave our life, and he's been faithful. Amen? And we wouldn't change it for anything in the world. But it takes sacrifice, and you will be attacked. And the enemy is going to come against you. While you're in the world, the enemy might think that make things easy for you. Because he don't want to lose you until it all crashed down and you die. Amen? So, 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Are you attached to the world in such a way? I got news for you. Everything is going to stay. And eventually, it's going to burn. My house, my car, my, like Nemo. The seagulls, and we're so possessive about it. It's going to burn. You're not taking anything with you. Amen? He gave you the strength. He gave you the job. He gave you the health to have what you have. Please, let's not throw it at his faith and demand. Let's be humble and grateful. Amen? Let's recognize that this is good. I'm blessed. Glory to God. Pastor George and I came to the Lord. And when we came to the Lord, we were the first one in each family to be born again. Isn't that awesome? Do you know the generation behind us, how mad they were at us? I mean, it was awful. They almost disowned us. A family didn't want nothing to do with us. Literally, they were so offended. We used to go to Puerto Rico all the time, and they used to have family reunion just to see us. I always remember when they found out that we were born again believers. I have my children with little, and we will go every year, sometime one or two. Let me tell you this. George and I went to see our family. We were so full of the Lord, and we were just wanted to share with them. Amen? That's what you do. We were on top of the world. And so we went, and one of his brother's home, that's what the gathering was supposed to be, and he had all this food. And my kids were so excited to see the cousins and to play. You know how children are. Let me tell you, we went, and no one showed up. No one. He has 11 brothers and sisters. 11. Multiply that by the spouse and the children. Mind you, every year before we have gone, and it was a big party. And so we're sitting down there, and no one came. Talking about hurt? How do we explain that to the children? Talking about rejection? It was hard. And that was just the beginning of sorrow. No one came. They didn't want nothing to do with us. We turn our back to the Catholic Church, that's it, you're dead. So talking about persecution. But God, right? Everybody say, but God. Years passed by, and then George went through all this thing about dying, and when he's in ICU dying and all this stuff, all the family came. They came to take him back to the bishop to forgive him for getting out of the Catholic Church. They were all dressed in black, and I was by myself. I had no pastor. I had no one. My husband is dying, and all the family's here to take him back. Talking about lonely. Rejection. Just because we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But God, when they saw what God did on him, most of them have come to the Lord. Amen? Most of them have come and apologized. And now when we go, they do receive us. They're good. They try to accommodate us. The hand of God. Amen? You might be going through a hard time because you're serving the Lord. Don't shy back. You might be going, you know, where friends are few, enemy are many. You want to be the oddball. It's okay. God will vindicate you. Amen? And who you think they call when they need prayer? Hallelujah. All in the past, right? Don't love the world. Love the Lord. Where's your faith? You remember when you came to the Lord? Do you remember that day? I do. Wow. Keep your faith. Fight for it. Testify. Witness. Do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen? For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, here we go again, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. So this is the homework. Lord, you have to have a Jesus moment, right? Need to come to the Lord. Lord, what is it? Let's all stand, please. Olivia, can you play? This is the day that the Lord has done. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Sometimes we have pride in us so strong. We're prideful people. The flesh likes to pry, right? We get offended. If you get offended easy, boy, you're full of pride, right? If we get offended easy, if we are consumed with anything but the Lord, if you're consumed and living for you're this and that and the house and this and the faith, all this. You're consumed with how much saving you have. Listen, we came to the Lord. We have lost everything. We came to the Lord. And I remember one time this couple needed, they wanted to buy a mobile home and all that. And, you know, we signed for them, which is a no-no. Don't sign for anything. The Bible says don't sign. But anyway, that's another preaching, teaching, whatever. But anyway, at the time we didn't know. And we wanted to help. And we wanted to bless. And so we signed. And then we bought a mobile home that we didn't need. And it was gone because they didn't pay. So it was like, ah. So we came before the Lord. We recognized. And this is what we pray. We say, Lord, we don't want riches. But Lord, we never want to be in a position where there will be a need and we will not be able to give it. You hear what I'm saying? We need to be careful when we pray too, right? And I remember the first time that we saved $5,000. We were so excited. Have you ever been there? Oh, we saved $5,000. We were so excited. And the need came. And the Lord reminded us. And we took the $5,000. Ah, we gave it away. With a smile. But you know, the Lord has been faithful. And as we give, like Pastor George was teaching, more is going to come back. Amen? There is nothing we need that the Lord has not provided. We have 4 children. They all went to college, right? They did their bachelor's debt-free and all. How? I don't know. Other than the Lord. God. But God. Living for the Lord, yes, it brings up, but Lord, be, you know, it's worth it. Amen? It's worth it. It is all worth it. Be strong. You know, as pastor, our heart breaks when we see someone that one time served the Lord, danced before God, was so on fire for the Lord, and now they're so lost. We ache. It hurts. You feel like, you know, like parents, right? When your children don't act, where did we go wrong? So we can't help as pastors sometimes that, did we miss it? Did we miss it, Lord? Where are they? How can they just be so cold? How can they forget? Well, we're not exempt, okay? If you do not check your heart, the Lord has been speaking all morning. Your heart. Where's your heart? Where is the fire of your salvation? Where's your commitment to the Lord? Are you strong? If a bomb hits, God forbid, but and we lose all we have in the natural, material things, would I still praise the Lord? Or would I get mad and go, this is not what I signed for? Or would I press in and say, I don't care. I'm going to do it. I'm going to serve God. I believe that Jesus is my Lord. And I have it all. Amen. So Father, in those areas of our heart again, Lord, speaking to the heart. The enemy still comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. We still target. But you overcame the world. So I pray for strength in your people. By your spirit. These areas in our life, they're consuming us, Lord. And taking us away from the mark. And taking us away from your purpose. And Father, the times that we have a foot in the world and a foot in the church, Lord, those days need to end. Help us to be completely committed to you. Totally sold out to you. Forgive us, Lord. And help us to be strong. Help us, Father. That we can judge ourselves and know where we are. And Father, in this time that we feel dry in you, It's not that you have gone away, but we are more in the world than in you. Forgive us. Replenish us, Lord. Holy Spirit, bathe us, Lord, with your strength and faith. I bless your people, Lord. Help us to understand that everything is for a season, that this too shall pass away, but you stand. And we need to stand, believe, and live only for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You're dismissed. If you need prayer, we're here. Now go home and do homework. Amen. Check your heart. Don't dismiss it in Jesus' name. Amen.